You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and today we're going to have some fun. We have a few amazing guests, and Mr. Collins has some exciting news. We have a major announcement that we're going to make this week. So before we get too far into the show, we're going to let you know a little bit about our sponsors.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
That's right. If you are an industry professional and you like to network, you definitely want to be on Nabuki. And that's Nabuki, Nabuki.com. If you are just now tuning in to Changing the Conversation, this is a show that you'll definitely want to tweet. You'll definitely want to post. If you have a question, please press 1. We have quite a few people on the line this morning, so if you have a question or you'd like to join the conversation, please press 1 so we'll know that you're on the line. So we're going to go ahead and introduce our first guest. Our first guest is Naresh Visa, founder and CEO of Krish Media and Marketing, a full-service online and digital media and marketing business. Are you with us? Good morning, Mr. Visa.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Thank you. Now tell us a little bit about yourself. What is Krish Media and Marketing?
Yeah, well, a little bit about myself. I got started in entrepreneurship actually when I was a college student, and this was pre-financial crisis around 2008. And I started working full-time after graduate school many years later, but I was still running kind of a side hustle. And I reached a point to where I could step away from my full-time job and pursue my side hustle full-time. That was in 2013. And I've been running Krish Media and Marketing ever since then for the past 4.5 years. We are a full-service online and digital business solutions provider. So we provide online business solutions that range from web design, web development, to more complex things like search engine optimization, pay-per-click, reputation management, book marketing campaigns, book publishing, podcast production, et cetera. So been doing that, and I've also started shut down, bought and sold a couple of businesses in the financial publishing space since then as well.
Okay. Now, you mentioned certain things like SEO and PPC management. Many companies these days feel as if they can provide those services in-house. What do you say to those companies?
Hiring somebody in-house is very expensive, and also the expertise is most likely going to be lacking. So on the clients who we work with, We find that a lot of these companies, when they hire people in-house to do something like Facebook ads or pay-per-click or search engine optimization, they're hiring talent that is not up to speed and that is really learning on the fly. And as a result, they're overcharging their own clients when they hire folks in-house. So what we do is we bring immediate expertise for a fraction of the cost, and we're able to come right in and solve whatever problem there might be. So with reputation management, for example, a lot of our clients might have negative links or negative publicity about them on the internet. So they hire us, and within 6 months, we're able to remove those negative links, or at least bury it from the first few pages of Google.
Okay. So is reputation management a really hot thing nowadays? Are a lot of companies in need of reputation management? Because I know, you know, people are saying, okay, post your reviews on Yelp and companies such as that. But what happens when someone posts a negative review or something negative about that company? Then they need a company such as yourself to provide reputation management?
Absolutely. So we're finding not so much with companies, but with smaller companies or with individuals. That's where we get a bulk of our clientele, because if you're a big company like Uber or, you know, Apple, you can survive a lot of the negative publicity, actually all the negative publicity, because you're so big. But if you're just a small financial planning company in a small town, or even in your local area, people are going to be looking you up if they find out about you, or if you're trying to solicit business. They're going to look you up, and one bad link, you know, one bad review, one bad record or lawsuit can hurt your business tremendously. So we work with a lot of individuals and a lot of small businesses, because to them it's worth it to bury, you know, one or two bad links that reflect negatively upon them. So it is becoming a hot field, because online, more and more people are going online to do their research, to find potential talent or leads, or to find solutions. So that's what we're finding. Online reputation management is making a huge, huge impact on small businesses and like one man bands and solopreneurs.
Now that's interesting. How did you wind up getting into reputation management specifically?
That's actually a lot of people asking, how did you end up doing what you're doing, whether it's a reputation management or just an online marketplace in general? I didn't grow up saying I want to become an online entrepreneur. In fact, when I was a kid, the internet was still pretty new and it did not have a mature ecosystem. This kind of fell into my lap. My first job out of school was for the largest online financial marketing company in the world, or at least one of the largest in the world. And so I learned the ins and outs of the online ecosystem, the online e-commerce and online business. And when I first started my company in 2013, Christian Media Marketing, we really focused on two areas. It was only podcast production, and it was also online financial publishing consulting, so like online financial marketing. So that's what we focused on. And over the years, 4.5 years later, we've had clients basically say, all right, you're doing X for us. You're doing, you know, podcast production for us, or online financial publishing, online financial marketing for us. Can you also do this for us? Because we were comfortable working with you and we think you'd do a good job. So that's how I added all these other services like web design, web development, affiliate marketing, pay-per-click, reputation management, AdWords, book publishing. It's really because clients came to me and they said, you're already doing this thing for us. Can you also do this, and this? And so I learned how to do those things. It was very easy to pick up. And then I also hired really good talent for my company who could handle these issues. And then that's how I got into really pretty much anything online. We do anything except for mobile app development.
Okay. So tell us a little bit. Now, I understand how the PPC and the SEO goes together, the web development, but tell us a little bit more about your book publishing arm.
Yeah, so my book publishing arm is called Krish Publishing, and I'm actually a two-time number one best-selling author, and I've come out with three books that have done well. My first book is called Podcastnomics, which is all about podcasting, the industry, the opportunities, production, how to start a podcast, and more importantly, how to market and monetize a podcast. So that was my first book, and it was based on, like I mentioned earlier, it was based on one of the first services that I offered, which was online radio and podcast production. Then I came out with a book about a year later called 50 Shades of Marketing, Whip Your Business into Shape and Dominate Your Competition. And that book, So that book is a really good overview of what my company does, Krish Media Marketing. It is everything anybody needs to know about 21st century marketing in the online and digital marketplace. So that book also became a number one bestseller. And then I also came out with a book last year called The New PR, which is about online and digital PR. And again, what I call 21st century public relations. So I started a book publishing company, Krish Publishing, not just to publish my books, but to publish other people's books as well. Because I get people come, when you're an author, people come up to you all the time saying, hey, I have this book idea. I want to write a book about this and that. And so I created Krish Publishing, not just to market my own books and to publicize myself, but to also publish other people's books. So we have a couple of authors, including the former mayor of San Diego and Congressman Bob Filner, in our portfolio of authors who we represent, and we publish people's books from beginning to end. So if they need help writing it, we'll help them with the writing of it. And if they need help marketing it, we obviously, I brought up earlier how I know how to market online. So we market the book so that it becomes a bestseller. And then if they need help actually publishing it, distributing it, getting it on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Audible, iTunes, etc., will distribute the book as well and publish it that way. So so that's a little bit about our book publishing arm.
Okay. Now, how difficult is it for someone to start the process of writing a book? I mean, I think for most people, they have these wonderful ideas, these books that they always envision writing, but to actually start writing and get, you know, typing it up or pen to paper, how difficult is that process?
It's funny you bring that up because I am coming out with a book next year, not this year, but it's going to be out sometime next year. And it is all about the book publishing industry and book publishing from, again, beginning to end, from writing to the publishing and selling processes. And I start the book by very explicitly saying the hardest part in the entire book process is writing the book. It's not the publishing. It's not the marketing. Surprisingly, it's not the marketing and the sales, although that's very difficult too. That's the second hardest part. The hardest part is actually putting pen to paper or getting in front of a computer and typing up the manuscript of your book. And you don't know how many people have come up to me saying, hey, I have this book idea. I want to come out with a book about this story or about my life or about this fiction topic. And it never makes it past the outlining stage. There are people who I know, they spend a day or two writing an outline and really thinking about the book. And then when it comes to actually turning that outline into a couple of paragraphs, they give up and they say, you know what, I'm not cut out for this. But there are solutions with today's technology so that you don't have to write the book. So if you have the money and the capital, you can hire a company like mine to ghostwrite the book for you. There are also other ghostwriters out there, but you must make note that it's very expensive to get other people to write your book. I mean, you're looking at a minimum of four figures. Some people charge six figures. You know, the really, really good ghostwriters who write like celebrities' books, they charge six figures. So it is a very expensive proposition. You need to be aware of that. But there's an even cheaper solution than that, and that's to get transcription software, which costs, you know, less than $100, and there are several transcription softwares that I recommend. But get a transcription software, and then you can just record yourself talking, and the software will record what you're saying. So you don't even need to write. You can basically, you know, write a question and answer the question by yourself, and the transcription software will transcribe everything, and boom, you have text that you can copy and paste into Microsoft Word, and you can edit it yourself, or you can outsource the editing, hire an editor for a relatively much lower cost. So there are solutions to actually writing the book. And if you're not a writer, what you can do is just record your voice, get a transcription software, and then hire an editor to piece everything together.
Okay, fantastic. If you are just now tuning in to Changing the Conversation with our CEO, Joseph Collins, we are speaking to our first guest, Naresh Visa. And we're going to be right back after this brief commercial break.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
That's right. We want to make sure everyone joins the Punch TV Studios social media network, Nabuki. So, Mr. Visa, when you talk about your books, all the books that you've published, and we want you to add Nabuki as your list of places to list your books. What do you think about that?
That sounds good. That sounds like a plan. I'll have to do that myself.
Yes. So give us the names of your book again, as well as your website, where people can find out more information about you.
The books are available on Amazon. Just type in Naresh Visa, the three books. You know what? I'll even throw in a special bonus for your listeners. If they contact me, they can visit my website, Krish Media Marketing, K-R-I-S-H, mediamarketing.com. They can email me, Naresh, at krishmediamarketing.com, N-A-R-E-S-H, at krishmediamarketing.com. I'll send them free copies of my books, 50 Shades of Marketing, Podcastnomics, and The New PR. I'll send them free copies if they email me. And they can also get on my free newsletter at nareshvisa.com.
Okay, we definitely want to post that offer on Nubuki. That's where all of our followers, fans, investors, supporters go to see what's going on in our world. So we definitely want to thank you for being a guest and for that special offer. Today is going to be a great day, a great show. It's Monday. We do it every day, same time, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have some announcements coming up. We have our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, joining the show. And now we're going to move on to another special guest, Ms. Kristen Marquet. She's the founder and creative director of Creative Development Agency. With a no BS attitude, Kristen is the founder. She oversees the day-to-day operations of the agency. And let's just bring Kristen on because I know Kristen is wonderful. How are you this morning?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I am excellent, excellent, excellent. I'm nervous today.
Why are you nervous?
Can you tell how nervous I am?
Yeah, why are you so nervous?
I'm like, I get to talk to Kristen again. Most
I
people know,
don't
know,
it's been so long.
When I had my own radio show, Ask Sharifa Radio, whenever I wanted to talk to someone about just about everything, media, marketing, I called Kristen. So this will be the second show that you've been a guest on, and this will be the third time, I believe, you've been a guest on any of my shows. Am I wrong? Am I right?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And I think the first time that you and I that we interviewed together was back in 2008.
Yes.
So it's been almost 10 years.
I know. I tell people I built my first website in 1994. I'm like, I've been doing this for a long, long time.
I know. I can't. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it's been 10 years. Yeah, so a lot has evolved and a lot has changed. And, I'm really excited to talk to you today.
I'm excited. Okay, so fill me in. What happened in the last 10 years? Just 10 years later, this is where I am.
Awesome. Okay, so I actually evolved Marquet Media into Creative Development Agency. When you and I first met, I had a really small agency. You know, I had a couple of freelancers working for me, and we only focused on PR, but now we are a full-service agency, and I have there's about five of us now. We're still East Coast-based. We're still in Midtown Manhattan, and over the last 10 years or so, we've launched over 200 brands, and I've published two books and have another one coming out. And I also, more recently in the last year, have launched femfounder.co, which is an online community for where female entrepreneurs, creative entrepreneurs, photographers, graphic designers, authors, speakers, coaches can go to get everything that they need for everything that relates to PR, influencer marketing, social media marketing. And now the community is 35,000 people, and it's just growing every day, and I'm really, really excited to share that with you guys, because at the end of our interview, I have a very special offer for you guys.
Oh, wow, we're getting special offers today. This must be Special Offer Monday. I can't wait to hear about it. So let's talk a little bit about your book. Let's start there and then kind of move along. Tell us about your book.
Okay. So I published my first book almost 2 years ago. So it was September 2015. And the first 3 days it was out, it hit number one on Amazon under the PR, under the PR category. And it's still selling. It's called Squash the Competition and Dominate Your Marketplace, 55 Easy Ways to Get Publicity for Your Startup or Small Business. And it's really short. It's really succinct. It essentially takes everything that I learned in my master's degree program at New York University and everything that I teach to my clients and my entrepreneurs and my students, and it's super condensed into 100 pages, and it gives entrepreneurs everything they need to start launching a PR campaign on their own, because let's admit it, most, you know, startups can't afford to spend $3,000 a month on hiring a PR firm. And it's gotten really great feedback, and, you know, I'm just really happy that I'm able to share my knowledge with all the people that have got a copy of it.
Okay, so that was the first book.
Yeah. And the second book I created is it's kind of similar to the first PR book, but it's more geared towards fashion and beauty brands, because I've had so many clients over the years say, hey, you know what, Chris, or, you know, potential clients or just friends that are fashion designers, they say, you know what, the first book that you wrote was great, but it was a little bit geared more towards, you know, small business owners and entrepreneurs in general. Do you have anything for fashion and beauty brands? And I said, actually, I do. So I pulled together almost a parallel version of that book. And it's, like I said, it's specific to fashion and beauty brands, and it essentially teaches them everything PR from A to Z that they need to know to launch their own business.
Whatever you just did.
Just with this one right here.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Now, I'm not sure how familiar you are, if you are familiar with Punch TV Studios, but we definitely want to let you know that we're currently in our IPO phase. So that's the initial public offering, the first time stock is being offered in the company. So that's what we're focused on right now. So from a PR perspective, and since this is what you do and what you teach, and especially since, you know, we've been friends since at least 2008, what kind of suggestions or recommendations or tips or tricks would you be able to offer?
Yeah, and no, that's a great question. So any small business owner or anybody that is trying to get media coverage for their business, whether it's print, online, television, you know, you want to come up with a story that makes the brand or you unique, something that's going to be newsworthy. So it should be something that's seasonal, something that's timely, something that's happening, you know, currently, you know, in the global economy or even locally. You need to have something that's unique and interesting, and really something that you want to that would want to make editors or journalists or podcast hosts, radio hosts, television hosts, producers want to have you as a guest on your show. And if you're just going to be launching a product or a service, then you would want to, again, you would want to come up with why the media should end up covering your this particular product or service, and really just highlight the benefits, not so much the features, but more the benefits of how that product or service is going to help that media outlet's viewers, you know, make their lives better, make them more money, just make them happier, whatever it is that your product or service ultimately does.
That is interesting. That is interesting. So that's your two books. Tell us about social media marketing or social media management. I know these days a lot of companies want to be on social media, but to actually have a company or hire a company that provides those services, they may not understand the justification or the reason. What would you say to them?
Right, yeah, and I can understand that. That's one of the objections I get from, you know, potential clients. Okay, well, why should I pay you, you know, X amount of dollars per month for you to manage my social media, my Pinterest and my Instagram, if there is no direct ROI? And when I think the problem is that a lot of small business owners, entrepreneurs, they don't understand what the correlation is between, you know, setting up a Pinterest account and and what that ROI is, because they don't know how to use it. But once somebody understands how to put together a really great Pinterest profile with beautiful pins and boards that are optimized properly, and they start looking at Pinterest as more of a search engine instead of a social media platform, that's when they can that's when, you know, they would be able to justify hiring us to manage their Pinterest account. And, you know, at the beginning of any meeting that I have with a potential client or an existing client, you know, I go through exactly why they should have one if it's relevant to their business. And anybody, like, for instance, I have a client that is a therapist. Now, a therapist, okay, in Boston, she gets most of her patients from Pinterest. She grows her email list through Pinterest. She gets all, I would say 90% of her website traffic through Pinterest. It's because we designed her profile to be local within her market that really resonates with her target audience. And once you can do that, once you understand who your core customer is and what messages resonate with them, then there's no reason why you shouldn't have a Pinterest page. And the same thing with Instagram. Instagram's a little bit different because it's a little bit more visual, and you only get one link, you know, in your bio profile. But, once people understand that these two platforms should act as, like, the top end of their sales funnels to collect leads, it makes a world of a difference.
Okay, now you said these two would be the top. What are your thoughts as far as Facebook and Twitter?
I think Twitter is great to connect with the media. And if you are just making, you know, announcements about a new product release or a new hire, something along those lines, I think that I think that Twitter could be very effective. But if you're trying to use it as a microblogging platform, it's not going to work. Facebook these days is much more pay-per-play. If small business owners or entrepreneurs have an ad spend budget, you know, if they can afford to spend a couple $1,000s a month, then I think it would make sense for them to run campaigns on Facebook in terms of trying to collect leads. And I think that just having a Facebook presence just so that a brand looks complete overall is great. But in terms of actually getting organic traffic back to your website on Facebook, it's very, very, very difficult to do that with all these new algorithm changes.
Okay. But getting organic traffic through Pinterest and through Instagram is what you recommend?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially if you're a blogger, you are an author, you're a speaker, you're a coach, you're an online service provider, you're a course creator, you're e-commerce. Anybody that really has an online presence should be on both platforms.
Okay. Now, what separates your business from, any other company out there that provides PR or marketing or social media management services?
It's a great question, and it really is, you know, being in a service-based business, it's become so commoditized. So the way that we differentiate ourselves is we work with a limited number of clients within certain niches. So fashion, beauty, lifestyle, health, wellness, those are our areas of specialty. And then if, let's just say an author ends up coming through as a referral from one of our existing clients, then we may work with them, but we're very selective with the brands that we do work with. And we're very, very specialized in what we do. So we do PR, influencer marketing, social media marketing, but we really only focus on Instagram and Pinterest. And then what we do is we make sure that each one of those disciplines is tied together so that they're not operating, you know, separately, which a lot of brands do, you know. A lot of brands, they may hire a PR agency, and then they may hire a social media agency separately. So a lot of the times those agencies don't know what's going on with one another, whereas with us, we are very specialized, we're very niche, and they actually are clients. I'm the point of contact for all of our clients. So they're going to be working with somebody that, you know, has been in the industry for 15 years, had the agency for 10 years, you know, went to grad school at NYU, I lecture there. So it really is about being experienced in having those contacts and really knowing how to leverage each client's particular messaging on the right platform.
Mm. Okay. Now, my next question, influencer marketing. Let's explain or give a little bit of information about influencer marketing.
Okay.
What does your company
do in
that area?
Okay, so influencer marketing is a relatively new area of it's a relatively new marketing discipline. You know, I'd say it's maybe like 5 to 10 years old. And us as an agency, we represent influencers, okay, meaning Instagram personalities as well as bloggers. And we also work with brands that are trying to get featured on a certain influencer's Instagram profile or on a certain blogger's blog. There really are no defined rules to working, you know, with influencers and bloggers. It kind of is the Wild West because it is such a new discipline, and a lot of influencers do charge to be featured. But if a brand or an entrepreneur really develops a great relationship with a blogger, that blogger influencer may be willing to waive his or her fee in lieu of receiving a product. So, and some influencers could be more impactful in terms of producing sales than a magazine or, you know, an online website. So, especially in the fashion and beauty world, we really emphasize that our clients do get involved in working with influencers.
Okay. With influencers, I'm phrasing this question, but with influencers, I think people tend to have the idea that I can, you know, go find a celebrity, you know, tell them, send them my product. And then all of a sudden that celebrity gets excited about that product, goes out and talks about the product. Usually that rarely happens. Usually what happens is more of, you know, not just the payment aspect, but the relationship aspect as far as long-term strategic marketing. Is that something that you found or not?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there definitely is a lot of value in trying to create those long-term relationships, absolutely, more so than, you know, just working with a brand or having an influencer work with a brand just for one time. The better relationships that each party has with one another, the more lucrative and the more fruitful the relationship is going to be on both ends.
Okay. Can you give us any examples? I know, you know, maybe, you know, the clients, but can you give us any examples of your clients or some of the products that they offer or anybody that you represent?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are actually, I'm working with one beauty brand now. It's an emerging beauty brand, and it's based here on the East Coast. And we've actually put together a brand ambassadorship program where we work with one influencer every month to reach new target audiences. And these influencers are more Instagram influencers, and it's been huge in terms of driving traffic back to the site and building the email list and getting that user-generated content and also just getting that third-party endorsement. And, you know, we're going to continue to build out that side of the marketing platform and campaign throughout the end of the year. And, yeah, it's been actually very beneficial. I'm just thinking about this right now because I'm in the process of putting together this beauty company's fourth quarter influencer marketing strategy as soon as I'm done with this interview.
Okay, and then, wait, there's more. You also have the social media aspect, your own for women, correct? Tell us a little bit more about that.
I'm sorry, you just broke up. Can you say that again?
Your website for women?
Yes, yes. Okay, so it's called femfounder.co, not .com, but .co. And it's essentially a one-stop shop where, you know, female entrepreneurs, creative entrepreneurs can go to get tips and tricks on how to put together a solid business plan that isn't 30 pages, how to, you know, write a pitch to an editor at the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal or, you know, Forbes, Fortune, whatever, and actually get a response, how to put together a business plan to launch a six-figure business within the first 12 months of its launch. So it really is a one-stop shop for small business owners, aspiring small business owners that want to make a profit within the first year of launching.
Fantastic. Okay, so let our listeners know where they can find out more information about you.
Absolutely. So on the PR side, that would be creativedevelopmentagency.com. And more on the community side, that would be femfounder.co. And the special offer that I have for your listeners is I had written this guide that's 20 pages, and it pretty much walks you through the five-point framework that small business owners should follow if they want to launch a six-figure business within the first year, and it's called The Profitable Founder. And if you go to femfounder.co/keepyourpipelinefull, you'll be able to download it free.
Okay, so give that URL again, please.
Okay, it's femfounder.co/keepyourpipelinefull.
Okay, you heard it here. Thank you. We definitely want to thank you for being a guest on today's show. We definitely, Chris, want to invite you to join us on Nabuki, N-A-B-U-K-I-E. That's where we'll be able to announce everything that's going on with Punch TV Studios and to go ahead and socialize with our network. But we thank you for being a guest today. If you are just now tuning in to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios, we would like to for you to tune in tomorrow at the same time, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday.
Okay, we do have another special guest today. We have MCSTV Network founder Mikhail Coleman. He has written more than 60 scripts, beginning with stage plays, slowly transitioning into TV series, motion pictures, talk shows, and sitcoms. Are you with us this morning, Mr. Coleman?
Good morning. Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Changing the Conversation. So 60 scripts. Tell us about these scripts.
Yes, indeed. So I started writing in 2004. And what inspired me to start writing is that I played some professional football, and I was actually injured. I was paralyzed for 8 days. And during that time, the doctors did not think I would be able to walk again. And so during the situation I was in, I just began to pray to God and say, hey, God, if you just heal me, I will do whatever you want me to do. And so God answered my prayers. The doctors did not have to operate on me. And I was able to walk again after like 6 months of rehabilitation. And so I was going through some things, and God just started speaking to me like, hey, start writing about what you've been through. And it started right there with my first production titled Sweet Revenge. And I went on to write My Wife, Your Woman, some other dramatic productions, The Perfect Secret, Found God Walked In. And then after doing those, people start to come to me and ask me if I would, you know, take their books and adapt those to stage productions. So I was like, sure. So I began to sit down with clients who were interested in turning their life story into a stage production or a short film, and started doing that. And I wrote a production called You Better Not Tell. about 2 years ago in Atlanta, and based on a true story about a young lady whose mother was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, and of course, during this time period, she had to go and stay with her cousin, and as a teen, a young teen, she was molested by her cousin. So very, very powerful story that, you know, inspires people. So that's how I started writing and directing.
Wow. So you actually produced the stage plays. That is amazing, because sometimes when we start writing or we, you know, we get an idea, we don't complete the idea, we don't finish the idea, we don't see that idea through. So that little amazing spark of creativity that God gives us, it doesn't necessarily go anywhere. So for you to actually sit down, write the script, the stage plays, and follow through, I think that's amazing. I think that's a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You
yes,
are
it is.
Very
yes,
welcome.
It is.
Okay. So you have a couple of stage plays, and you have a couple of television series. So Broken Promises and Bittersweet are your television series.
Yes, they are.
Okay. And how many
yes.
episodes do you have?
With Broken Promises, we have one full episode completed. I am still working on shooting more episodes to finish, but of course, Broken Promises is on the site, on our website, where people can watch it. We have about 10,000 views thus far, and we have an amazing cast, and I'm looking to move forward here in L.A., since I'm based in L.A. now, to shoot more episodes of Broken Promises.
Okay, and how about Bittersweet?
It is already completed. We are in the editing stages of that, and that right there has three episodes completed that has been shot, so ready to rock and roll. I haven't released Bittersweet as of yet because we released that first episode of Broken Promises, and that is you know, our main first TV series right there.
Okay, so that's going to be the first TV series, but you have a talk show, Virtus Talk
yeah.
Show.
Yeah. Yes, Virtus Talk Show. I created and produced Virtus Talk Show with four dynamic women who are amazing. And pretty much Virtus Talk Show, it's four different women who are from four different walks of life on how they have moved forward to become virtuous and to, you know, obtain success. And it includes Dr. Katrina King Adams, who was a doctor, and Monet Long, who is a financial advisor. She has about 10 financial advisor locations in Atlanta. Tina Fort Dallas and Book Arthur, and Ayanna Green, who is in financial management of hotels. So these are very powerful. They inspire young women and people with the talk show. We have four episodes that are already completed from topics like Take a Walk in My Shoes, because no one knows what it's like to take a walk in your shoes. So it's very impactful, and just blessed to, you know, have the opportunity to work with these amazing young ladies with Virtus Talk Show, and just looking forward to, you know, seeing the next step of what God is going to do with Virtus Talk Show.
Okay, so does the show have an audience? Is it something, I mean, what kind of talk show do they discuss today's topics? What's going on the talk show here?
Yes, yes, it discusses today's topics based on what's happening in the world, what's happening in our communities, and how they inspire. What we do, we filmed the four episodes in the studio, so we had a live studio setting. And we also, about 6 months ago, we had an actual live audience. I wanted to actually place the ladies in front of a live audience where you're getting that direct feedback from the audience. They're asking questions and seeing people, you know, just be uplifted and inspired right there is truly amazing. So, yes.
Okay. And when can we expect to see more of your TV series?
Well, we can expect to see more. You can actually go online and watch short episodes on my website, MichaelComasitos.com. And we're just working right now to shoot more episodes and to bring, you know, the community and the world more episodes.
Okay, I can tell you right now, we're definitely looking for new shows on Punch TV. We're launching live in Los Angeles on Virtual Channel 64. That's on every cable company from Charter to Dish to Frontier, Spectrum. We will be on KILM. So we're looking for new shows. So what we'd like you to do is definitely visit our social media network, Nabuki.com. That's N-A-B-U-K-I-E, Nabuki.com. Join. It's free. And let us know about some of the shows that you have going on. We have all of our executives scouring Nabuki looking for the next hit show. So we definitely want to invite you, Mr. Coleman, to join us on Nabuki.
Absolutely. I definitely would do that. Absolutely. So, yes, I have a lot of creativity that's ready to rock and roll, and I look forward to, you know, presenting that to Punch TV Studio.
Okay. We definitely love the opportunity. So we definitely want to thank you for being a guest on today's show. If you're just now tuning in, changing the conversation, we had three very special guests. We had Naresh Visa, Mikhail Coleman, and Kristen Marquette join us on today's show. So make sure you tune in every day, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on changing the conversation, visit Nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.